But right now I want to take us to the world of fashion and a tribute that nobody expected to have to give this early, because the person we are talking about was only 41 years old when he passed away over the past weekend. Virgil Abloh, American fashion designer and entrepreneur, the artistic director of Louis Vuitton's menswear collection from 2018 until his death. Somebody who brought the edge of street fashion to haute couture, and somebody who knows all too well about both is on the line with me now. Our own fashion icon, South African-born designer Gavin Roger. Gavin, thank you so much for joining us on the line to reflect on an extraordinary career that really ended far sooner than anybody thought was going to happen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, it's an absolute tragedy. I think Virgil's post as artistic director at Louis Vuitton, and very recently also as chief disruption officer for the LVMH group, was, you know, it's a massive loss, and it's a massive loss for many things. I think just for the fact that, you know, we don't have representation, in fashion. And so he represented that kind of inroad or that first step, of these very big brands who would actually look at having people of color in these kind of positions, and also looking at how the changing of fashion, it was moving more into a kind of street influence, and looking at youth and you know, urban pop culture as well.
Gavin, I don't know much about the world of fashion, and certainly I won't pretend to be an expert on Virgil's life, but the one thing I do know is that he was a child of immigrant parents who had come from Africa, that his mom was a seamstress from Ghana, and that she was the one who actually taught him how to sew originally.
Yeah, and you know, he doesn't have a background in fashion originally. He's trained as an architect, and he has a huge interest in art. And basically, what he did, which is very, very interesting, the real beginning, you know, he would buy things like from Ralph Lauren, and he would re-kind of purpose them. He would print things over the fabrics and whatever, and he would maybe buy for $50 and it would end up selling for over $500.
Wow.
But he had a way of actually looking at fashion and tapping into that energy. And obviously he's got huge, you know, he was noticed for being very close to Kanye West. So the work has a lot of kind of musical influence, and he tapped into that culture, but at the same time worked a lot in collaboration with artists, especially Japanese artists, you know, Takashi Murakami.
And somebody who was always looking for new creative outlets. I know it was just earlier this year he started dabbling in the world of radio, Gavin. He was doing a music show because he was, as some might not know, a DJ as well as a designer. And he started playing around in that space earlier this year as well. I mean, did anybody know that he was even ill, Gavin, or was this something that he'd kept very close to his chest?
I think, well, you know, people in the industry knew that he was fighting cancer for a very long time, but I think it kind of got to a point where he contracted a form of cancer, which was very, which progressed very, very rapidly. I think he really kept it a lot to himself, but those people that were close to him and people who kind of knew people within his studio knew that he had taken some time off. But even though throughout this entire time that he was sick, you know, he's still been launching collections, and it's going to be very sad not to see his line being launched, or the collection he might do for Vuitton for the next season being launched with him.
What do you think will be the way forward for Louis Vuitton, Gavin? I mean, you've spoken to the importance of that first step towards representation, towards bringing in the younger sort of aesthetic, as it were, and that's extended to the people who were wearing their clothes as well, because you would see the likes of a young Timothy Chalamet, for example, wearing Abloh on the red carpet. Do you think he's opened that door wide enough that now continues? What do you see happening going forward?
Well, I think it's going to be a huge loss for Louis Vuitton, and in terms of actually the LVMH group, which is trying very hard to change the face of what fashion means to the rest of the world. And if you look at, if you think about maybe one in every four people in 2050 will be African, and will might be a person of color, how does that reflect, or how does that tap into that kind of, you know, forward kind of thinking and positioning of the world? But I think for what's going to happen is that I think we have Nicolas Ghesquiere, who is already at Vuitton. He does a lot of the women's wear. So it's very interesting to see who will be the kind of person taking over and who will be at the helm of this. But I think to find another sterling kind of talent of color is going to be very, very, very difficult, because you know, with these positions come a huge amount of mentoring and a huge amount of kind of holding hands. And I think Virgil got to this position because of the CEO of Vuitton, which is Michael Burke. And Michael had seen that he had this talent and had watched his progress over a while. And also, you know, Virgil had interned at Fendi, which is a very important thing because Fendi is part of the LVMH group. So people had this talent. So until we have more designers who have these opportunities and are included in this, chances are it'll be very unlikely that, you know, the next kind of successor will be someone of color.
Gavin Roger, thank you so much for your input, speaking to us there as, of course, somebody who knows the fashion industry inside out himself and knows the challenges of breaking into the old guard. Virgil Abloh passing away over the weekend at the age of just 41, somebody who certainly made his mark as artistic director of Louis Vuitton menswear.